In South Sudan, the key drivers for hunger and malnutrition are insecurity. You look at subnational violence, climate shocks. These are the ones that are really affecting food and nutrition situation. But also, you also have now the influx of refugees from Sudan is also another factor. As you are aware, Sudan happens to be one of the countries where neighbors of South Sudan, and this is where also South Sudan was also getting a lot of foodstuff. Like, for instance, if you go to the Greater Baragaza State, the Upper Nile, the Unity State, and most of the supplies, food supplies and other commodities were coming out from Sudan. But now with this crisis, we've also seen that there's shortage of food supplies in the market. But also we've seen that there is also depreciation in the currency, South Sudan currency. And of course, there's hike in prices, foods. So you will see that the purchasing power of the ordinary people, the average people, now with also the crisis, it's very, very tough. Just from the recent snapshot of the assessment that was done from the IPC report, we have about 9.4 million, which is more than 2/3 of the South Sudan population that are in need of humanitarian needs. And now with this crisis happening, like I just talked about, hiking price, shortage of food supplies in the market, these plus other factors I talked about earlier on, that really remain the grim of food insecurity in South Sudan.
And the report you recently released focuses on the funding gap globally, which is 65%, which is staggering. What is the situation with funding in South Sudan?
Last year, we had about, from the humanitarian response plan, what was required to really cater for the 9.4 million we talk about, what was 1.7 billion. It's very sad to say that South Sudan was just able to secure about 48% of that funding. And again, in fact, even for us to get to this point, it was because of some of the emergency funding that came in to support the Sudan crisis. So out of 1.7 billion, only 48%. And this year from the IPC report and from the humanitarian response plan, what is needed to cater to the need of people in need is 1.8 billion. But we already know that the situation in South Sudan this year is really good to get worse, because we've been told by so many donors, including the USAID, that there is going to be, like in South Sudan, USAID is going to cut funding by 50%. Remember, they are one of the higher donors. Donors like ECHO, the FIDA, they are also cutting funding. And this is affecting every other organization. Yesterday, we just had a meeting with the chair of the Relief and Rehabilitation Commission and the Minister of Humanitarian Affairs. And these are some of the things that we are discussing. As we started, we've seen that the funding situation is going to be worse than last year. And don't forget, the humanitarian need is increasing.
And what needs to happen urgently to address this issue? And what is Action Against Hunger doing in South Sudan to address this issue?
So first, one of the things that we are doing as Action Against Hunger, we've also embarked on a lot of advocacy, both at country level and also at the global stage. We have a very strong advocacy team. That is one. But also, we also try to see, just like any other organization, we also try to look at prioritization, because we still have to respond. The only thing that will happen, we have redefined our response, because the target that we have, we cannot make every. So we are going to look at responding to those that are really in critical need. Again, this decision is not only by us, it's also being directed by the various clusters that we have. Remember, our implementation here in South Sudan is being managed by the cluster, the government and the cluster. So we also look at what are the priorities of the cluster. So prioritization, in short, is something that we are going to focus on. But in addition to that also, we don't want to continue doing business as usual. One of the things that we're also planning to do is to try to start working with the communities to be their resilient so that they are also able to stand up to shock. What is happening? We don't see this situation getting better. Like I would say, we always talk about to say South Sudan has become a forgotten crisis.